Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Lamed Zayin. We are starting a new perek, the fourth perek of Vesecha Zvachim. And again, today's shiur is sponsored in loving memory of Yosef Rafael ben Isar, by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. We thank you for the sponsorship. As we continue in our travels through Seder Kachim, and we start a new perek, Perek Beis Shammai. So, Mishnah tells us, Beis Shammai Omrim, on Lamed Vav, Mabez. Interesting, we're talking about the Mizbeach today. The past two mitzvahs that we've discussed in Sefer Mitzvah Shira have been about the Mizbeach on OU.org. The last two mitzvahs in Parshas Yisro. But now, right here on Project Sinai, Beis Shammai Omrim. Kol hanitanet al Mizbeach hachitzon, shenatan v'matana achas, kiper. We've mentioned a number of times that the Zrika, the fourth avoda done for all karbanis behema, is a unique avoda, and that the zrika is what brings kapara. The zrika is what finishes off the process. Only if the zrika is done properly does pigel kick in. Zrika is very important and significant. But the Mishnah is telling us what happens. What's the bidieved shear for the zrikas? So a chatas, we know, you have to have four zrikas. That's the highest number. Four zrikas on the four chronos with etzpa, the highest standards. Other karbanas have two, shtayim shehein arba, or one, depending on what they are. But what's the minimum amount of zrikas that work? So Beis Shammai says, one by other karbanos, by a shlamim, by an ola, by an asham. All you have to have is one bidyavid, one matana. Interesting, that's what a zrika is called in Mishnayos. It's called a matana. It's called a gift. You're not chas v'shalom giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's meant to instill values in us and the messages in us. U'b'chatas shtei matanos. But Beis Shammai says by a karban chatas, you got to go down to only two. One by a chatos is not good enough. It's got to be two. These are even by the chatos chitzonios, even by the outer chatos. Beisilo omrim, no, av chatos shenatan v'tana achas kiper, even one. Beisilo says there's no difference between chatos and other other karbanos. Interesting, just to note that here the Mishnah uses the language of mizbeach achitzon. So there are really three names for each of the mizbechos. We know there are two mizbechos. The outer mizbeach is called by the Torah mizbeach nechoshes and mizbeach ha'ola. In two different places, in Perek Lamed Ches and in Perek Lamed in Shemos, it's called mizbeach nechoshes because it's made out of copper. It's called the mizbeach ha'ola because that's what you bring on it, ola and all other karbanas. And Chazal call it mizbeach achitzon, right here. The other mizbeach also has three names. We have mizbeach ha'zahav, because it's made out of gold, Mizbeach HaKtores, because that's what's usually brought on it, and also Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is what the Gemara calls it. As I saw in the Ma'oris Hadaf, quotes one of the Achronim, who say that it's interesting to note in the Torah and in Chazal when each of the names are used. And it's Meduyuk. If they're talking about a geographical point, so then it's going to be Chitzon and Pnimi. If it's going to be about in Mishnah Chagiga discusses whether it's Makabel Tumah or not. So then it talks about Mizbeach HaZav and Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because that has to do with the material that it's made from, whether it's Makabel Tumah or not, and whether it's Kakarka or not. That's why it's called Nechoshes. So each time we have a name of a Mizbeach, it's interesting to note which of the three respective names of each Mizbeach is being used. That's just a good trivia question. Three names for each of the Mizbeachos. Okay, let us continue. So, machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how many zrikos are ma'akev b'di'evet for a karban chatas? Beis Shammai says two, and Beis Hillel says one. Lefichach, therefore, im nasan asarishona kitikna, v'esa shnia chutz lezmana. After all, we are talking about pigol, so we're still talking about pigol. Since one of them is good enough by all karbanos, besides chatas, according to everybody, if you did the first zrika properly, and you did the second one, chutz lezmana kiper, you already achieved kapara with the first zrika, and it's too late to passel it if the first one was done properly. And if the opposite, if you did the first zrika with a pigol thought, and the second one, chutzlim koma, chayavin v'chayavin pigo v'chayavin of karis. Why? Because you're not ruining it. Because once you do the first rika, it's finished. The other rikas are just extra. And therefore, you cannot ruin it with other improper thoughts. Semicolon. Next, what about the following? Kol anitan al mizbeach ha'pnimi. What if you, anything that is supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, meaning the ones on Yom Kippur, or the Par Halam Davar Shol Tzibur, or Par Kohen Gadol, She'im Chisur Achas Min HaMatanos, Ki'ilu Lo Kippur, by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, those Zrikos, each one is Ma'akev. The ones on the inner Mizbeach, the ones on the Paroches, in front of the curtain, the ones in front of the Kaporis, inside the Kodesh Kodashim, each one of those, Matana achas mehen ma'akeves. Each one. And therefore, lefichach, therefore, nasan kulon ketiknon viachas shalo ketikno. If you only messed up in one of the zrikas, you had an improper thought, psula vein bokaris. So then, it's puzzle. There's no karis in there because you didn't do the zrikas properly. What if you had a pigo thought in one of the zrikas? Doesn't matter. Rashi says here, second to last line, ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. As we mentioned this concept in the past, pigel, machlokes, but this mission is assuming that pigel has to be throughout the time that you're doing the avodas hamatir. If you only think about pigel in half of the avodas hamatir, is not good enough. So here, since all the zrikas of the Mizbeach HaPnimi are matir together, so then if you only think about pigel in one of them, it's not going to create pigel. There is a discussion in the Achronim, the Mikdash David discusses this in Simen Chav Gimel, Oz Dalid, and Chedusha Aryaleib, it's quoted there in the footnotes of the Mikdash David. How are we supposed to look at the other zrikas when we do them? Let's say you're supposed to do four zrikas for achatas, even though only one of them is ma'akev. Do we look at them as one big mitzvah? One big mitzvah that you could do in a more glamorous way with four zrikas, or a more subdued way with only one zrika? Or do we say, no, it's only al-chadchila din, but when you do them, they're all separate zrikas? That's the Chakira of the Achron and the Mikdash David. Yesh Lomar, the Kol Matanu Matana Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, Umishum Hachi, Kol Matanu Matana Shenosein Mikol Kos Vekos, Chashuv Aliyos Din Shvicha Shirayim Al Kosh Nasu Vimenu. We had the discussion before, what if you caught the blood in the three cups, and then you split up the Zrikas, you did three from each cup. Is each one of those Zrikas significant to create Shirayim that's left in the cup? Or do we say, no, it's all one big mitzvah, right, and then it's all linked to the first one. Avo b'chatoz ha-primios, t'kolatoz ba'keves, kol matanoz yachan chashuvos k'matan rishonos shal chatoz ha-chisona. So the Mikdash Shabbat is b'chalik. When it comes to the chatoz chisonios, said each one is a separate mitzvah. It's not counted in a separate tayag, but it's a separate mitzvah in Lom. This, while in the chatoz primios, they're all considered one big mitzvah. He quotes here in the footnotes, from Chedusha Rabbi Yaleib, that no, he thinks there is all. The ein ha-gil matanoz mitzvos v'yachados, even by the zrikos ha-chisonios. They are all considered one mitzvah, and therefore, v'im yikayim pachos. What's the nafkamina? Let's say you only brought one out of four. You find you brought kapara, but did you do the mitzvah? Does the Kohen get the mitzvah of Zrika? Says the Mikdash David, yes. Says Rav Chedusha Ha'Yaleib, no. Because it's all one big mitzvah. You didn't do it. You might have achieved kapara. Interesting chiddush. There could be a chiluk between mitzvah Zrika and the kapara brought from Zrika. The kapara might be able to be brought even if you didn't do the complete mitzvah of Zrika. That's a discussion here in the Achronim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin. Leni Tana Namazbeach Achisa. Shatamotarach Ashakiper. So how do you know this din? How do you know that one bidyevet is okay? That's what we're discussing here on this first blot. Tam lomar v'dams v'achecha yishfeich. Right, because the blood of the carbon is spilled. So you see, spilled. What does spilled sound like? Rashi says shvicha achas mashma. Right, shvicha. When you pour the blood, it sounds like it's just spilling once. Deloksiv saviv. Doesn't say it should be poured around the Mizbeach, which might mean on the two opposite corners. This is Yishafech, and therefore, that's the first makar that we bring. Says the Gemara, v'hai lo hachi hu da'asa? Is that what we need it for? Hai mi boile, look at the Tanya. We need it for the following. That pasuk, v'dams v'checha Yishafech, is used for the following. We're going to quote three or four different sources on this halachas, on this amud, that this pasuk is used up. Look at the Tanya. Minayin lo kol damim sh'tu'un matan dam liyasod. How do we know that all blood that is left over in the kli after doing the zrikas, how do we know that all that leftover blood is poured onto the yasod, the base of the mizbeach, the southeastern corner? There is a little hole that you pour the leftover blood through, what we have called shvicha shirayim. How do you know that you do that? So that pasuk is used up. You can't use that pasuk to teach me that b'di'eved, one zrika of all karbanos is enough. Right? You already used that up for shvicha shirayim. Says the Gemara, no problem. Nafgalei midi Rebbe. Really, you learn that halacha from Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi tells us, v'hanisha badam, you might say, what's left over from the dam, talking about the chatas ha'of. The chatas ha'of, I think we discussed back in the first parak, has two different avodos. You have to squirt some on the mizbeach, and then you have to squeeze out the rest of it. Mitzui. So, by chatas ha'of, it says, v'hanisha badam, you might say, she'ein tamal omer badam. You didn't have to say that word badam, it already said it. V'mat tamal omer badam. Why does it have that extra word badam? To teach me. L'fish lo l'manu, elu nitanim matan dalin. She'tu'unin matan damim li'yasod. I only know that the karbanos, that have four zrikos, so you need that to be to the yisod. Shar dami minayin, how do we know by shar dami? Tamalomar, v'hanishar badam, you might say, that's the pasuk. She'en tamalomar badam, it doesn't have to say that word badam, ma tamalomar badam, li made akol adamim, she'tuna matadamim li yisod. That's the pasuk that teaches me that all leftover blood has to go to the yisod. Just like mitsui is done by chatas ha'of, by the chatas of a bird, so too, right, we mentioned, chatas and ola, the kabbalists, the bird switch. The blood of the chatas is above by the kronos, and the blood of all the other karbanos, ola, asham, shlamim, is below the chutasikra. By birds, it switches. Ola sa'of, it's above the chutasikra. Chatas sa'of is below the chutasikra. So here you're doing the mitzvah low down, but you learn from there that just like the leftover blood there is poured onto the yesod of the mizbeach, so too by all karbanos. So you don't need v'dam zvachecha yishafech for this of leftover blood, so it's open to teach me that one matana b'di'evet, it is okay. Interesting diuk that the Sfas Emes has in Rashi. The top Rashi says, minayin shakal adamim shakal karbanis, all blood left over mol karbanis, shetu'unim matan dam liyasod, im nishar min hadam bikli, la'achar shazarak, if there's blood left over, you have to pour it. Does one have to make sure that there is blood left over from the karbanis? Shvicha Shirayim, we know, is not ma'akev the kapara. That's true. It's not ma'akev. We've had that beferish in the Gemara. But is it an avoda that I really am supposed to do? I'm supposed to do my best to leave over dam to do Shvicha Shirayim? So what does Rashi say? Im nishar if, says the Sfas Emes, it sounds like from Rashi that there is no need. No need. Just if you have it over, v'ulai, where's the Rashi? Mashma di yochol lechadchila litain kol hadam b'hamatanos shalom isbeach upashta de lishna de gemara b'arambam lo mashma hachi. But it sounds like from other gemaras, says the Sfas Emes and the Rambam, that it's raklam de mitzvah lahashir shirayim. So says the Sfas Emes, I think Rashi seems to say lechadchila you don't have to, but I think other languages seems to say that you do. Tosfos says on daf later on. Tosfos on daf nun gimel amid beis. Tosfos says explicitly, quotes a deya at least, from Rav Moshe Mipantasia. Not sure where that is. Middle of Tosfos Ha'ola. Mishum de'ola bezrikas kli v'zinu de'lef b'shirayim b'chatas de'be'etzba yefshe b'lo shirayim. He quotes a deya there that you need to have left over. You need to have left over, says Tosfos. And the Achronim discuss, what's the lumdus between, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Maybe the lumdus is the halacha of shvicha shirayim. Is that, in a word, is that a din in the karbon, or is that a din in the dam? Is shvicha shirayim connected to the avodas hakarbonos? It's not an avoda that's ma'akev. It's not one of the dalal avodos. But it's an avoda of the karbon. If it's an avoda of the karbon, then he should leave over dam to be able to do that avoda of the karbon. Or is it a, and that's what Tosfos holds, the Nafrin Gimel. Or do we say, no, it's a din in the dam. Meaning, if there's, when the dam has to be nishpach on the yisod. If there is no dam, then there's no avoda to do. So, doesn't matter, it's a din in the dam. Only if there's dam there. That might be what's behind. The quote b'shem the achron and b'shem the gra, that maybe there's no machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Because that deya of Rav Moshe Mipantasia is specifically by chatas. So maybe there's a difference between chatas and other karbanos. By chatas, maybe we say just like chatas has the zrikas are different and a higher standard, etzba and dalid. So maybe tutot to the shvicha shirayim. The end of the process having to do with the blood, it all is also different. Maybe there's a kiyum to specifically leave over blood. Mashenki, when it comes to other karbanos, maybe there is no such requirement. That's a possibility that is suggested. Okay, so that is all number That is all number one that we have. Isn't that a source that is used up? So you say, no, we use it up from something else. So number two, V'akati l'ach yud asa. No, cover Rambam Hilchos Ishus. I'm sorry. V'akati l'ach yud asa. Maybe, no, the pasuk is used up for the following. And it's still not open to teach me that one is okay b'di'evet. Miboy lelike detanya. It's used for the following. Minayin l'nitanim b'zrika. Shenasram b'shvicha yatsa. How do I know that if I'm supposed to do zrika on blood and instead I'm shofech and I'm yotze? What's zrika? Zrika means I stand a little bit away from the mizbeach and I throw it. And there's a little distance between me and the mizbeach. That's why I take the kli by a chadas. I have to do it with my finger, but by the other items, I just have to take the cup itself, the mizrach, and just shoot it towards the mizbeach. It flies to the mizbeach and it's zorek. Shvicha means I'm right next to the mizbeach and I just turn it over and I pour it. So how do I know that if I'm supposed to do zrika and I do shvicha? Thank you. It is b'di'evet. Okay, yatsa. I am okay. So tamalomar v'damiz v'checha yishafech. Again. So you see, this pasuk is used up. Why is there a problem? Why is this only a halacha b'di'evet? Sounds like this is only a halacha b'di'evet. L'chadchila, it says if you did the zrika, b'shvecha you're yotze. Sounds like you're not supposed to do that. Says the Brisker Rav, the Griz, that quoting Reb Chaim, that he thinks zrika and shvicha function differently. Shvicha. Whenever you would do shvicha, you just do it once. There is no idea of doing shvicha more than once. Why? Because what's shvicha? You turn over the kli, boom, it all comes out. There's no idea of doing it with a few times. Zrika, you have a few times. That's why it's only b'di'evet. L'chadchila, you're supposed to do the mitzvah of zrikas adam with all the different times of zrikas. Shvicha only makes sense. That's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the chiluk did zrika midin shvicha. There's a difference. V'hainu to call dina the chiluk matanos. This is the Brisker Rav talking in the name of Reb Chaim, name of his father. The whole din of chiluk matanos. The matzinu dal matanos v'shtayim shein arba. Some karbanos have four, some have two. Who shayach rak bezrika? That's only by zrikas adam. There's an idea of talking different amounts. Avol b'shvicha lo namar klal chiluk matanos. There's no din of chiluk matanos. Why? Because you just turn it over, and therefore, if you just you do shvicha, you achieve kapara, but you didn't get the mitzvah, and that's why it's only an idea, bidi eved. Right? That relates to what we just said before, that there could be a mitzvah of zrika separate from the kapara of zrika. And that's why he says, even if you look in the Rambam, this is a kasha that other achronim ask. If you look at the Rambam seems to say that by bechor, you could do shvicha lechachila. By the carbon bechor, which we're going to talk about actually soon, on the daf, bechor, the firstborn kosher animal, which I have to give to the kohen. For the bechor, the Rambam seems to say shvicha is okay lechachila, even though he quotes this other gemara that zrika, if you did it b'shvicha, you're yotze. Why is it lechachila? Because bechor only has one zrika anyway. If bechor only has one zrika, then there's no difference between doing a shvicha and a zrika. Mashiach came by other karbanos, is going to be a halacha b'di'eved, because other karbanos have shtayim shein arba, or chadis has four. So that's why, says Reb Chaim, that could be, that stira in the Rambam could be answered. Okay, so back to our Gemara though. So our Gemara says, how is it that I could use this pasuk of Bedams Vachecha Yishafech for the source that if you only do one matana, it's good enough by all karbanas, but it's used up to teach me that you're allowed to do zrika as a shvicha? So the Gemara answers, no. Sava like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe this source, the one who suggested this source, holding Rabbi Akiva to Amar, lo zrika bechal shvicha, velo shvicha bechal zrika, and it doesn't work. Maybe this by the Rehoza doesn't work, that's why you don't need a pasuk for it. Ditzan, how do you know it doesn't work? From the last Mishnah in Maseches Psachim. What does the Mishnah there say? Birich birchas ha-Pesach pater eshal zevach. If I made the bracha on the carbon Pesach, then I don't need to make a separate bracha on the carbon shlamim that comes with the Pesach. Cause, why? Ikker v'tafel. Ikker v'tafel, one might say. And here the tafel is included in the ikker. What do you mean included? Why is it included? Because what gets a shvicha and what gets a zrika? The Pesach gets a shvicha. And the shlamim gets a zrika. So, Pesach is inclusive. Shvicha is included in zrika. That's the first tana. Percha bira, percha zepazah pater eshal zevach, shel zevach lo pater esha pesach. Devar b'yishmael. But you can't do a zrika when you're supposed to do a shvicha. So that's why it doesn't work the other way. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo zupo terazu, lo zupo terazu. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're different. Neither of them can pater each other. So the Zrika is not Bechal Shvicha, vice versa. And that's the Tana of this suggested source. And therefore, it is not used up and it's open to teach me our halacha of one bidyeved is all you need. 2 points here. Number one, Rashi here quotes, what bracha are we talking about? What's the bracha we're talking about? What bracha do you make on a carbon? What bracha do you make when you eat a carbon? So Rashi here quotes, there are various Rashis at various sources. Here, Rashi says, right in the middle of Rashi Berachas, he goes to the Tosefta Imsachim. Al HaPesach hu omer, Baruch Asher Kedushadu B'Besozav Zivanu, Le'echol HaPesach. V'yol HaZevach, Asher Kedushadu B'Besozav Zivanu, Le'echol Es HaZevach. That's what he quotes. If you look in...
And then Shehakol.
What? And then you make Shehakol first, I guess. You need the bracha, the brachas anen. This is the brachas mitzvah. You make a shahakol, and then this bracha. Right, there are two brachas. Right, that's the Rashi here. If you look Rashi and Psachim on this Gemara, he quotes the specific karban. Doesn't quote zevach. He quotes the specific karban. That's here. If you look at the Tosefta in brachas, the Tosefta in brachas in Perakei quotes le'echol zvachim. So is that just when you're eating more karbanas? If you're eating more than one, you can say zvachim. Or is that the generic? You always have to say the plural. If it's true that when you eat one carbon you would say zevach, and you eat more than one carbon you say zvachim, then that could be a second mitzvah. Only the second mitzvah, I think, that the nusach changes based on how many you do. Generally, right, no matter how many candles I light for Shabbos, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, even if I'm lighting more than one. The only bracha that changes is tefilas kelim. Tefilas Kalim. If I'm tova one kli, I'll have Kelly. If I'm tova more than one, I'll tefilas Kalim. Right? It's the only one that changes. No other bracha changes. Doesn't matter how many you do. But this could be a second one. If it's true that the bracha changes, if you want to put together the Rashi with the Tosefta, it would be another one that is like that. The Mishnah Lomelech, he doesn't quote the Rashi here, I don't think. The Mishnah Lomelech in Hilchas Meiser Karbanos, in Parag Yud, he says, that's where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of eating karbanos. Achilas kachim kachim, achilas kachim kalim. We've spoken about that the mitzvah really is kachim kachim. And then he says, oh yeah, he throws a kachim kalim. But there the Mishnah Malach says, Nira, the milsa de pshitahu, it appears to me that it's obvious that the Kohen, when he eats the karbanos, he says the bracha, asher kiddushanu bikdushaso shel aron, vitzivanu lechol chatas o asham. That's not the gersa that Rashi has. Rashi doesn't have it, Kedushas Shel Aaron. He throws that in from Nisiyas Kapayim, the bracha by Duchening. But that's the Mishnah Lomelech's gersa. The Kozem is Bayer, just like the Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Trumos. You got to look at the end of Hilchas Trumos and the beginning of Hilchas Bikurim. Kol Ha'ocha Matana Sheish B'Kedusha Mivarech. I don't remember the Lashon there. But if there's the Kedushas Shel Aaron there, if it does, then the Mishnah Lomelech has a source, but you also might be Mechalik between Truma and Bikurim, which might be more like Nesias Kapayim than Karbanos. Right, for example, what's the biggest riot of this? The Gemara, the past two Shirim we had on Tuesday night. Big Day Kahuna. You have to wear Big Day Kahuna for Kachim. You don't have to wear Big Day Kahuna for Truma, or for Nesias Kapayim, or for Bikurim. So it could be that there's a difference. Kohen Lagabi this, Kohen Lagabi that. Even if you want to say Bikdushasu Shal Aaron by one, you might not have to say it by the other. But this is a discussion what the exact Nusach HaBracha is. Another question though. 1 second. What are we suggesting here? Unbelievable diuk. Says the Ar Zarua. Right, and this is the last point on this Amud, and then we continue. Says the Ar Zarua. It's saying if you made a bracha on the Karban Pesach, that potters the bracha on the Chagiga. When do you eat the Chagiga? Didn't we mention yesterday that you eat the Chagiga first in order to get full, in order to be almost satiated when you eat the Karban Pesach, Nechal Asova? So you ate the Chagiga 15 minutes ago, and now you're saying this bracha of Karban Pesach could potter the Pesach that you ate already? Says the Ar Zarua, this proves my shita against all other Rishonim. Says the Ar Zarua, you're allowed to make a berachas ha-mitzvah la'achar asiyasan. That's the famous shita of the Ar Zarua, quoted by the other Achronim. It's in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Simcha Chafei, I forgot to bring it. But that is the shita of the Ar Zarua. I finished the mitzvah! We don't paskin that way. We paskin, you're only allowed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. B'dieved, while I'm still doing the mitzvah. But we do not say that you're allowed to make the bracha after you finish the mitzvah, but that's the shita of the Ar Zarua. His raya is Ar Gemara. this Mishnah. How can you make the bracha, you can be Yotze, the bracha of Karban Pesach, and that can be Yotze, your bracha on Chagiga. You already finished eating the Chagiga. How can you use this bracha? It must be that b'di'eved, you could eat it, you can make a bracha, la'achar asiyasan. Who argues on that? The Rambam. We pass like the Rambam. In Hilchas Ishus, paragimol halacha chav gimol. What is this in Hilchas Ishus? Because the Rambam holds, getting married is a mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam says that you make the bracha before you get married. Before the kiddushin, v'tzivan al arayos, v'tzivan al arusos, we make the bracha before, and then he gives the ring, because that's a mitzvah according to the Rambam. And the Rambam says, let's say he did the kiddushin. He was so excited. He forgot to make the bracha. The Masada kiddushin messed up. He forgot to make the bracha. Hari am glad that the Masada be Yisrael. He puts the ring. Oh! Forgot to, everybody starts saying, oh, no, 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 no. Right? Too late. You're married. Mazel tov. That's too late to make the bracha. Says the Rambam. Lo yivarech achar kiddushin. Shezu bracha levatala. Ma shenase kvar nase. You have to make the bracha. Kodem a kiddushin. Kiderach shemavarchin kodem kala mitzvahs. That's what we hold. How do you get out of this raya? Strong raya by the Arzaruah. What do you do with this? You already ate the chagiga. What do you do with this raya? So if you look in the Maram Chalava on Psachim there, Kuf Chavalva, the end, the Maram Chalava says no. And this is a discussion in the Rishonim. And maybe it's even Meduyik in the Rambam. That Karban Pesach was not all eaten at the end of the meal. You had to save a kezayis of Karban Pesach to eat at the end to Nechal Alasova. But you can eat the Karban Pesach at the beginning of the meal too. So you ate the Karban Pesach at the beginning of the meal, you could already make the brechas a mitzvah then. Just like we make alachilas matzah at the beginning, and it's yotzei at the end. So he says you can make the brechas a mitzvah at the beginning, and it can be motzi later. And the tzlach, amsachim there, kuf chafalav, says the same thing, and that's what he says. If you look in the Rambam closely, the Rambam seems to say also that you can eat some of the Karban Pesach at the beginning of the Seder. Right at the beginning, for the main course. It's just that you have to mitzvah Karban Pesach, because nechal alasova, so that's to be eaten at the end of the meal. That's how you get out of the raya of the Arzaruah. Okay, another way to get out of it is the Bar HaKohen right here, in the back, suggests that maybe this whole discussion is not you're eating both. It's what if you're eating one and you messed up with the bracha? You're about to eat the chagiga and you said the bracha of the Karban Pesach. Is that poter? Maybe you could read the Mishnah that way. So it's only one karban. Whether you don't get into over and lifnei. Okay. So that is all related to that. So number three, Akati lohachiyu da'asa. Still, we have the question: is this pasuk still open to teach me one zrik is okay with the yaved? Me boy, look at the tanya. You need it for the following: Rabbi Shmuel Omer, mitoch shenemer ach b'char ach b'char shor o b'char kesef o b'char eiz. The pasuk says the firstborn by the firstborn b'char v'chulu. Talking about the b'char lamanu lebechar shetan matan damim ve'imurim legabe mizbeach. So I learned from this pasuk that you need the matan damim ve'imurim burned on the mizbeach. Meiser Pesach Minalan. How do I know? It's not Mufurish in the Torah that Meiser and Pesach also need a Zrika on the Mizbeach, Tamalomar, Vidam Zochecha Yishafech. So again, you see the Pasuk is used up. So it's not open to teach me that Bidi Eved, one Zrika for all Karbanis is okay. So Savala Kerb Yossi Aglili. No, maybe he learns that halacha from Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So this one is open. Titania Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, if you look at this pasuk carefully, in the continuation it says, Damo lo namar ela damam. It doesn't say damo, it, which would be singular, talking about Bachar. It says damam, their dam. Chelbo lo namar ela chelbam. It says their fat. Limeid al Bachar. Maisar u Pesach sheta'un matan damim ve'imrim legabim mizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel says, this pasuk itself is alluding to the other karbanos as well. Meiser, Bechor, and Pesach. All three. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore the pasuk of Adam's Vechecha Yishafech is open. Rabbi Yishmael, Haikra, Mavag Lehachi, Mavag Lehachi. 1 second. Rabbi Yishmael just learned are two things. He learned the following, the first one, that Meiser and Pesach are included in that, and he also learned Zrika Bechal Shvicha. He learns that all from the Adam's Vechecha Yishafech. No, it's two different Tanaim. Each one would not hold of the other one. Each one would say, you only use this for one, and you learn the other halacha from a different pasuk. Says the Gemara, 1 second now. Bishlam al Rabbi Yishmael. Fine. This pasuk of Bechor Shor, Bechor Chesed, Vechulu, if you look in Bamidbar, in Perek Yudches, pasuk Yudzayin and Yudches, so yeah, that this pasuk is pasuk Yudzayin, and the following pasuk says, and they could keep the basar. Who is the they? So, Bishlam al Rabbi Yishmael, Tumukim la Kule bebechar. Rabbi Yishmael says the whole pasuk is talking about Bechor. And Meiser and Pesach are included from a different pasuk. V'dam zvachecha yishafech, haynu dechzivu v'sarami yelecha. that the pasuk is referring to the kohen. The next pasuk says the basa is going to be yours. It's referring to the kohanim who eat the bechor. The previous pasuk is about bechor, and the next pasuk says the basa is going to be yours. That fits because the kohen gets bechor. Elul Rabbi Yosi, Demuki Lanami Meiser and Pesach. But according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, who says the pasuk is also about Meiser and Pesach? Meiser and Pesach by lemachlile. What do you mean? It'll be for you talking to the people who have the Meiser and the Pesach, the owners. It's not true. Meiser, we say, is also given to the kohen, even though it's not explicit at the end of the chukosai. Karet Pesach, by the Pesach, by them eat it. Statement. So, my ubesaram yihyeh lecha. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, echatam vechat balmum. The plural is not referred to Meiser and Pesach, even if that's in the previous, because that is eaten. I misspoke. That is eaten by the Bailam. But that's referring in plural to the two kinds of Bechor. Lime echatam vechat balmum, lime al Bechor, balmum shenitan lekohen. As we know, a Bechor is a matana that we have to give to the Kohen. And even if it gets a balmum, it still belongs to the Kohen. It's chulin biad Kohen, but it still is. That's why we know, Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, a Kohen is not ne'eman to say, my animal got a mum, and I did not inflict it. He's not believed, because they're chashud. They don't want to have to schlep this carpet to the base of Migdash and have all the halachas of kashik kalim. They want to eat it in their own house. So therefore, they're chashud of putting mumin in their animals. So, but that is not halacha. If it got a mum by itself, really, and we know that with Edim, so then it would be able to be the kohens, and that's what Bisaram, the plural, is referring to. Shelo matzinu lo b'chala Torah kula. Because we don't find such a thing in all the Torah. What do you mean, find such a thing? What kind of thing? Tosva says in Shalom Atzinu, V'nir Lafarish, third line, Shalom Atzinu, B'chol HaTorah, Kenyan Zeh, what's unique? The sharp Suleha Magdashin, Eino Matana L'Kohen. Ela Podeo Makar V'acher Tachtov. Any other carbon, third Tosva's over here, or second Tosva's, any other carbon, the second that it gets a mum, so the Bailam are allowed to be Podeit, it loses its Kedusha, right, somewhat. While here, all of a sudden, it gets a mum, it stays the Kohen's. You never find it anywhere else. That's why you need the pasuk to teach me, uvisaram, the basar will be for you. You never find that by any other carbon. V'Rabbi Yishmael nafka lemi l'chayiyah the seifa. So Rabbi Yishmael learns that from the other pasuk, the l'cha, in the seifa, period. Stop there for a moment. Just to remember something that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago when Bechor came up. We mentioned it both in the daf and in the dafyomi shir. A beautiful taz. Taz points out that there are three mitzvahs that have to do with Bechor. Three mitzvahs. Number one is Pidyon HaBen, Bechor of my wife. That's number one. Number two is Bechor of my firstborn kosher animal. That's Bechor, that's mitzvah Yud Ches, discussed by the Sefer HaChinuch. And then the third is the Bechor of my donkey. If a Jew owns a donkey, Peter Chamor, so you have to, there's a mitzvah of giving the being hodeh with a sheep and giving the sheep to the Kohen and the Chamar being able to keep it. So asks the Taz, quoting the Prisha, really the Prisha's question. This is in Shin Chaf Aleph Os Zayin in Yaradeya. Why is it that there is a bracha on two out of three? Why is there a bracha on Pidyon HaBen and there's a bracha on Petach Chamar? If anybody ever is zochet to do the mitzvah of Petach Chamar, they make a bracha on Pidyon Petach Chamar, but there's no bracha over here by giving the Bechor animal to the Kohen. That's the Prisha's question. So ask the Prisha, just lost the place, where to go, turning the page, Shin Chaf Aleph, Prisha Hiksha, Lama Loma Varkin Gav Kein, Anasinas Bechor Behema Tahora al Kohen, Kimo Bepidyon Petach Chamar, Bepidyon Bechor Adam, V'tirei. So the Prisha answers, De'ein Mevarech Ela Kishin Nishar B'yadam Imasha Yakodesh, V'nosein Midi Achrina Tachtav. You only make a bracha if something is left with you. If you keep something, right? So by Pidyon HaBen, you keep your son, and you give the five slime. By Petach Chamar, you keep the donkey, and you give the sheep. By Bechor Behema, you keep nothing. You just give it to the Kohen. Masheke, but it's Sidas Bechor, then also Kulala Kohen. Velonisha Biyadoklum, Meakdusha, Vein, that's the Prisha. Ask the Taz, why should you have such a requirement? But every time you do a mitzvah, you have nothing left. Right? I do a mitzvah, and sometimes I can give it away. Vidnainze Masvi, to become Makam, Lomo Yvarach HaMitzvah, the Mabakach, Shalonisha Biyado. Keep it to become Makam, Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem Barachu. What kind of requirement? Why should you need to have something left in your hands? To make a, it's not a bracha nanin that you're going to get hanah from. You have to keep the hanah with you. So it says, V'nir Ali says, no. It says, very mistaver. De'ein shayach bracha, ela b'ma she'oseh ha'adam mishelo. Al zema varach shezacha lasos bishelo ratzad amakam barachu. When I do something, I make the bracha. By Petach Hamar, I'm switching the Kedusha from one to the other. I'm switching the status. I don't know if it's Kedusha. I'm switching the status. So I'm doing something. If I'm doing something, so then I'm accomplishing something, then I make a bracha. By every mitzvah, you have to accomplish something. By Pidgin Abed, I'm accomplishing something. By Kedusha's Bechor, even if I was never Makdashit, it's Kedusha. It's Bechor. It's a Din Berechem. It's Petarechem. And therefore, yes! The halacha is that there's a afal pisha kadosh mitzvah lahakdisho, says Shmuel on Masechas Nedarim. Even though it's already kadosh, there's still a mitzvah for me to be makdashit. But you're not going to make a bracha because you're really not doing anything. Right? That is mashenkim, but b'chor, demeyolam mahayel yisro's chuspa, it was never mine. Demishenolahu, begazad rachmana, vavikilo lo nolan, osa, no lola lo, osa b'chor, elakilo nolan, bebeis kohen, mi paraso, drachmana zika lo b'kach. That he gives something from his. That's the difference. The only question that has to be answered related to this is, so why don't we make bracha on Kiddush? Kiddush, what are we doing by Kiddush? It's Kaddush Kfiyav Kaima. Kaddush Baruch Hu makes it Shabbos. By Yantiv, we make it. Makadish Shabbos Vazmanin. So by Kiddush, why do we make it? So the answer is, it's a good question, but it's a good answer. Kiddush might not be a berachas mitzvah. We're talking about berachas mitzvahs here. To make a berachas mitzvah, you got to do a mitzvah. What, lightning? We also don't do anything, and we make a bracha. Shavach v'hoda'ah, you make a bracha on. Even if I don't do anything. That's the whole point of shavach v'hoda'ah. It's reactionary. It's a reaction. So Kiddush might not be a berachas mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of zochas yom shabbos l'kadsho. But that might not be a berachas mitzvah. The bracha might be the mitzvah, but it's not a berachas mitzvah. To make a berachas mitzvah, that's what the Taz is saying. Okay, so Mundus, we continue. Says the Gemara, Bishlama third line, Bishlama l'Rabbi Yosi Hagalili Demuki Lai. Now continuing that whole pasuk of those two psukim of. Ach b'chor shor b'chor chesef. So we have machlokas whether that's all about b'chor or whether it's also about b'chor meiser and pesach. So Bishlam Rabbi Yosef Lili debuki le'nami b'meiser b'pesach. According to Rabbi Yosef Lili, says it's about all three. Hainu dechsev lo siftek kodesh heim kraven vein tumuras and kraven. Then it makes sense that it says kodesh heim, they are kadosh. You cannot redeem them because it's excluding tumura. There's a special din that the tumura, the substitute of these animals, are not given as karbanis. You got to wait till they get a mum. Ditznan, because we learned it tumura. Tumuras bechor umaiser hein uvladun uvlad vladun asof kala olam hari hein kebechor umaiser. If you have the tumura of bechor and maiser, they and their babies' babies are always like bechor and maiser, but not in terms of being makrib them, but in terms of having some kedusha, the achlu b'mum on the bailam, and you gotta wait till they get a mum. So you see the tamura of Bechor and Meiser are not hokrav. And Vitznan, and we also learned in Psachim, Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Shetemura is Pesach Kreva, Vitzra is Pesach Eda Kreva, Ve'elim Lefarish. I learned that the tamura of some tamuras are hokrav and some are not, and I don't know what the answer is. Rashi quotes the end of the sentence. Rashi says, you look at Psachim, the answer was, if you're giving a tamura of a current Pesach a week after Pesach, that is karav. Why? Because a week after Pesach, a current Pesach is really a shlamim, and therefore tamura shlamim, that's hokrav. But if it's tamura's Pesach before Pesach, that is not hokrav. So you see, a tamura's Pesach, real Pesach, is not hokrav. So according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the pasuk says, kodesh heim, which is excluding the tamura of these three karbanos. Beautiful, because these three karbanos are excluded. El Rabbi Yishmael, demuki lekulei bebechor, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says the whole pasuk is about bechor, maiseru pesach delo kreva, tamurasan minale, where is the source of tamura pesach of a maiser, that it is not hokrav? So the Gemara says, Meiser gomar ever mi bechor. Meiser, you have a gzera shav. It says, v'havarta by Meiser, you pass it through the gate, and gzera shava, Pesach behed yiksiv be, kesev, Pesach, it says, kesev, that you could bring a kesev, a sheep, for Karban Pesach, Matam Alomar Im Kesef. So why, when it talks about Shlomim, does it say Im Kesef? L'rabos Tumuras HaPesach, Achara Pesach Shetikarev Shlomim. To include even Tumuras HaPesach, that also has the status of Shlomim after Pesach. Yochol Af Lefnei HaPesach, Kain. I might think that even before Pesach it has that status. Tam Alomar, who? So, no, who, this one specifically and not before Pesach. Period. Let's finish, and then there's one more point to mention. The Kol Hanach Tanoi Demafili Lahay Dam Zvachach Yishaveh LeJosh Achrina. We quoted three questions in Amud Aleph. Isn't Dam Zvachach used up? So therefore, how do you know our halacha? So we explain how it's not used up. But what about all of those Tanon? They used it for something else. How do they know our halacha? Hi, Kolani Tanin Al Mazbech Achison. Shinat Matan Achash Akeeper Minolahu. How do they know the halacha that Bidi Eved, one Zrika is enough by all Karbanis? Sabi Luka Beis Hillel. They hold like Beis Hillel. Who says what? Even Chatas, one is enough. And he has a separate limud from Chatas, as we will see, and you learn all Chabad is from Chatas. You're right. They don't like Beishamai, because how would they know Beishamai that two are needed Bidi Evet? One point before we finish up, and that is, the Gemara here does not talk about Tumuras Bechor. What if I have a Bechor and I try to be Mamer the Bechor? This Bechor animal, this little sheep, I don't want to give this sheep to the Kohen, even though it's a Bechor. I want to give a cow. I want to give a big animal. And I Mamer that. So what's that halacha of Tmuras Bechor? Is that given to the Kohen? It says here it's not Karav, but it says Ye'achlin B'mumon L'Bailim. Which Bailim are we talking about? So if you look in Tosfos later on in Davayin Hey, Amid Beis, Tosfos says Beferich is given to the owner could keep it. Tmuras Bechor, the owner could keep. And the Rambam says explicitly in Tmura Gimel Beis is given to the Kohen. The Minchas Chinuch points out this machlokas. He wonders why other Achronim don't point out this machlokas. The Minchas Chinuch in Yunches Chavdalet says the Mikdash David, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Beautiful. Tmuras Bechor, is that given to the Kohen also? Says the Mikdash David, this is in Yud Dalet Aleph. According to Tosfos, you know what the root of Bechor is? Petarechem. If it's Petarechem, it goes to the Kohen. If not, not. So Tmuras Bechor is not Petarechem. Sefer is not going to the Kohen. It might have certain status, but it's not going to the Kohen. The owner could keep it. Masha Eiken, according to the Rambam, Tzmuras Bechor, what's the root of Bechor? Kedushas Bechor. Any animal that has Kedushas Bechor, usually Kedushas Bechor comes from Peter Rechem, but maybe there's another choice. Tzmuras Bechor could also have Kedushas Bechor, and that would be good enough to give to the Kohen. So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos, and the Lum that's behind that machlokas from the Mikdash David. Right, one of the rayas, Mikdash David there brings a raya from our Gemara to the Rambam. Another raya they bring is on Daf Tes we had earlier that you could shecht a Pesach l'shem Bechor, and it could have the status of Bechor. That's also a raya to the Rambam if that's going to go to the Kohen. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vachadash Dematonis. So according to Beis Shammai said that Bidiyeved Achadas needs two, unlike other Kamanas that Bidiyeved only one. And Beis Hillel argued. Rav Huna says, what's the reason? So, the next 20 lines, we had already in Maseches Sanhedrin. If you remember the first paragraph of Sanhedrin, the sugya of Yesh Eim LaMikra and Yesh Eim LaMesaris, you go by how things are read or how things are written, right? The next 20 lines come up exactly verbatim there. Rav Huna Maitam at the Beis Shammai. Karnos. It says in the Torah, what does the Chatas need? You have to sprinkle the blood on the horns of the Mizbeach. Hare Kan Sheish. Beis Shammai goes by how it's read. It's read as karnos, which is plural. So, two each, that's six. Are ba'al a mitzvah for Shaim la'akev. Four to teach me l'chadchilu, you need four. And two to teach me, two are b'di'evan ma'akev. Beis Hillel goes by how it is written, the Misorah. Karnos. Hare Kan Arba, that's four altogether. Shalosh l'mitzvah, v'achas la'akev. That's three l'chadchilu and one b'di'evan. Ve'em akulu l'mitzvah. Maybe all four l'mitzvah. Right, you don't need any b'di'evan. No. Kapar b'chti lo ashkachan. That's impossible. It's impossible that you definitely need something. You can't get a kapar without doing any zrikas. Or, that's one. V'ibayi say ma'inatam at Beis Hillel. Or another suggestion. How does Beis Hillel get one b'di'evan? Ahani kro mikra v'ahani misores. Beis Hillel says, you know what? I have a problem here. Because the way you read it, you're supposed to have six. The way it's written, you're supposed to have four. So you know what? Pshara, let's have a compromise. Ahani mikra l'tfu yechada, v'ahani misoros l'basur yechada. Basically, you go in the middle, and therefore, five. Four l'chadchila, one b'di'eved. Beis Hillel says you go in the middle. He's a pshara man. Says the Gemara, 1 second. If you're a pshara man, so they're going to ask now from all the other contexts of the machlokes, mikra misoros, and why don't you do pshara? El me'ata l'tota fas, by tefillin. So the way it is written, there are four, Totafos, right? 1, 1, and 2, 4. And the way that it is read, there are 6. Hare kanarba. So, ahani kravari masoras, chamisha bati boilam evin. So, why don't we say you need 5 compartments in your tefillin instead of 4? Right? If you want a pshara. So, Gemara said, no, savala krabi akiva. No, maybe he holds like krabi akiva. Da amar, tat bachat vishtaim, pas bafrike shtaim. No, totafas is a conjunction of tat and pas. Tat means 2 in a certain language, in Katvi, and pas means 2 in Afrike. So therefore, that's the word. That's what's used. Ask the Achronim, David Pavarsky asks in Sanhedrin there, why would the Torah speak African? Why would the Torah use language of Katvi and Afrike? Right? If you want to say Aramaic, Yigar Sadusa, okay, Aramaic has some Kedusha, we know. It comes from Lashon HaKodesh, but these two languages, says David Pavarsky, no, you know what you see from here? All languages started with Lashon HaKodesh, right? The world was created. Rashi quotes in Brachos, right? Ki mi isha lukachazos. That the world was never, but Lashon HaKodesh. All language first came from Lashon HaKodesh. Then it went to other languages. But really, it all came from us. So here, tat and pat, it's saying now it's used in those languages, but originally it came from Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, just one other ha'ara, and that is, this word lototafos plays an important role halachah lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Kriyashma, I think we spoke about this on a Friday night, last week, 2 weeks ago, that you're allowed to say Kriyashma in any language. Right? Any language you're allowed to say Kriyashma. But the Mishnah Berurah says halachah lemaisa is generally not suggested. Number one is, if you don't understand every word, then it only works in Lashon HaKodesh and not in other languages. And number two, there are some words that we cannot translate. How do you translate vishinantam? How do you translate that? It could mean shinun sharp. It could for the word mishnah learn. What is vishinantam? Or how do you translate letotafos? Right? What does that mean? How do you translate that? Totafos? But then you're saying that's in Lashon HaKodesh. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Samach Beis that it is generally not a good idea to say Kriyas Shema in any language, even if one is maker or din allowed to say it in any language. Also, just remember, we're talking about Lashon HaKodesh here. Remember the Machlokas quoted, the Ramban quotes the Rambam at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, and he argues with him, why is Lashon HaKodesh called that? What makes it holy? The Ramban says that it's because the world was never on Lashon HaKodesh, and all Nevuahs are given by Lashon HaKodesh. That gives it Kedusha. The Rambam says, no, it's something more inherent. The Rambam says, because there are no disgusting words in Lashon HaKodesh. It's not the same as modern Ivrit. There are no disgusting words in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? When we talk about a husband and wife being together, we say Bia. What does that mean? Entrance. There's no separate, says the Rambam, there are no separate words for certain parts of the body in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? The Aver HaZachar. Okay? The male limb. But again, there's no, that makes it Kadosh. Inherently. Different than the Ramban, who says that no, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used it in a certain way, he created the world with it, he spoke to the Nevi'im with it, that gives it Kedusha. This is Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and with Hashem, we will continue with Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesara. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and a meaningful fast. And today's shiur again was sponsored, as this week's shiur was sponsored, in loving memory of Yosef Rafal Ben Isar by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. We thank you for the sponsorship.